PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in.
Hi there. What a beautiful day to be out in the park.
I love it. Ice cream! Ice cream!
Miss!
All right, what can I do for you?
Well, let's see. I'll have a chocolate.
Okay.
Or maybe a strawberry. No, wait.
All right.
A vanilla. Yeah, definitely a vanilla with two scoops, okay?
Okay.
And some of those sprinkles, those rainbow sprinkles there.
All righty.
Great.
There we go. And thank you.
Thank you.
Ice cream.
I've been waiting all day for this. Oh, no! Miss!
Okay, kids, everybody on. Let's go. Come on. Watch your step.
Such a long line, I hope I get on. Oh, hey, come on, guys, we're all waiting here. Yeah, well, how would you like it if somebody cut in front of you?
Sorry, all filled up.
Oh, can you believe that?
I have feelings.
Ow! You have feelings, too.
Where? I don't see any.
You can't see your feelings. You can't smell them. You can't touch them with your hands, but someone can touch your feelings with words. Stupid. See? That's how Blah feels.
Blah! Shake. I'm feeling fine now.
Me too.
Well, there's nothing like a whirl on the merry-go-round to lift your spirits when you're feeling a little low. Now, you may not be able to see or touch your feelings, but you've got them. And so does everyone else. A whole rainbow of feelings. You may feel red with rage, green with envy, or tickled pink. And that's what this book, Feelings, is all about.
Feelings by Aliki. Your attention, please.
Look at Adam run.
I can run faster.
Look at Adam build.
I can build higher.
Listen to Adam.
Listen to me.
Adam can read.
C-A-D. I can read more.
Adam is funny.
Ha ha ha. I am funny too.
Where is Adam?
Where am I?
Adam is hurt.
I'm hurt, too.
Look at Adam.
Look at me!
I see you, too, dear. You're wonderful.
She's jealous, Mommy. She wants attention.
You're clever, dear.
what Tom did.
Miss Rudolph, come see what Tom did.
Look what Tom did.
All by himself.
How did he reach?
Wow. He must feel proud.
He's a genius.
That's some space capsule. He used up all the blocks.
It's great, Tom.
Thanks.
I could do that.
What John did.
Poor Tom.
I can't look.
John's always doing things like that.
He has no feelings.
Miss Rudolph, come see what John did. He did it on purpose.
You're mean.
You're spiteful. You knocked down my space capsule.
I feel like knocking you down, you mean old thing.
I'm sorry.
Tom must feel awful.
John, too. We have a new girl in class.
I'd like to hide. They're all staring at me. Is she laughing at me? I wish I could fall through the crack in the floor.
She looks shy. You'd feel shy, too, if you were standing up there.
She looks nice. Hello, my name is Patricia.
A scary story.
The dragon's gigantic mouth opened. Thousands of teeth shone in the dark. The smell of eaten children filled the boy's nostrils.
What are you doing in my cave?
Bellowed the dragon. But before the frightened boy could answer,
boo.
There. It's all right.
An outburst.
Who took the rest of my crayons?
I knew it was you! You always take my things without asking! How dare you! Do I take your things without asking? I bet you broke all the points! If there's one thing that gets me mad, it's someone taking my things without asking. I bet you're not even sorry!
I just borrowed them.
Sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never hurt you.
That's what you think.
How do you feel?
Roar!
Angry. Sad.
Yay!
Happy! Lonely? Shy. Insulted. Cold. I mean scared. We had that one. Angry.
Furious!
Furious. Excited.
Impatient. Proud.
Gimme, gimme.
Selfish.
Shh. Quiet.
How do you feel?
Fine, thank you.
Sometimes sounds can express your feelings even better than words. See what I mean? Well, composer Kirk Neurath can take sounds like that and turn them into a completely different kind of music.
that's a passing. That's the way it works. How did that feel? What did it feel like to make those sounds? Felt good? It was fun? Okay, so far we've had voice sounds and we've had percussion sounds. How about combining percussion
sounds? I'm Kirk Norock. I'm a composer, and I've been working with something that I refer to as natural sound. Many of the outbursts in the natural sound technique are based on everyday sounds that we hear all around us and that we make. Laughing sounds and gibberish sounds and angered sounds and barking sounds that you can hear on any street corner or backyard in the country. It sounds like music to me.
And shake your head. Now I want everyone to turn to the person next to them, like you two and you two. Just turn and face each other. Find a partner. You have to take your partner by the shoulders, like hold your partner's shoulders like that, and sustain a middle register tone, and we're gonna shake each other. Ready? Inhale. Okay. One of the things we're concerned with today is how sounds affect feelings and how feelings are expressed through sounds. For example, suppose that we were just to do gibberish. Everyone just do gibberish like this. Now do the gibberish as if you're really angry, like it's angry gibberish. It seems to me that it's possible that one person or one group can be expressing something like, we thought we were doing it angry. That's what was being sent, but the person who's receiving it is having a whole different experience. No two people are sharing quite the same feelings or quite the same impression. That's part of the magic that music has also. Now I want to make a little piece of music and listen to it as music. Ready? Low.
Sound and feeling are so close that you can't separate them. Outburst sounds, like when a crowd stands up and cheers in the stadium, is all feeling. It's all pride and encouragement and anxiety and excitement, and you can hear the sound conveying what's really going on.
Take a hey! Yeah! Take a hey! Yeah! Now join me. Take a hey!
Yeah!
Take a hey! Shout!
Yeah! Take a hey!
Feeling motivates sound, and sound affects feeling. And in fact, I can't imagine either of them existing without the other.
Feeling quiet. Feeling sad.
Whiskers died. Oh, poor Whiskers. You had her so long. I'm sad for you.
She was old. She was sick.
She had to die sometime.
My heart's broken.
She was silly.
She was funny.
We'll miss you, Whiskers.
It hurts when someone you love dies. I know. I've been through it. It hurts so bad, you feel you'll never get over it. I guess in some ways you don't. But what helped me most was time. Lots of time. And some good friends who let me talk about my feelings. Well, here are two friends who understand each other so well that they hardly need to say a single word.
I have a question. Who's that? Who's that? Who is that? Think me there. Okay, that is you. Gorilla. Animal. Coco Love. Okay, that's very good.
Dr. Penny Patterson is a psychologist. She and her friend, Coco, the gorilla, share a special relationship. For the past 11 years, Penny has been teaching Coco to speak and express her feelings using American Sign Language.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Okay, let's sit down. Let's talk about how you feel today. Fine, hungry lips. Hungry. Hungry, nice. Oh, you feel hungry.
It's clear that even animals that can't talk to us have feelings, but Coco's very special in that she can tell us about her feelings. In other words, we can ask her, Coco, how do you feel today? And sometimes she'll say fine, just like we might, just to be polite. But sometimes she'll tell me that she's sad or that she's tired or that she's hungry or thirsty. So she can talk about those internal feelings. How do you feel about kitties? Cat gorilla have visit, Coco love. Good, she'd like to have another cat visit. Do visit, do, okay. We will, in a little while. Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Coco signs trouble about kittens because not long ago, her pet kitten, All Ball, died. Coco loved All Ball and treated her gently. She handled the tiny kitten as if it were her own baby. They were very close friends. And when All Ball died, Coco's heart was broken.
Remember when Ball died? How did you feel? Sorry. Coco love, good. Were you sad? What frown lips, bad frown, oh, sad. We did our best to make Coco feel better during that time that she was very sad. We were looking for another kitten and we told Coco that we were going to try to find another one. We showed her pictures of kittens to see what kind she would like, and it turns out she wanted a kitten very much like Ball. You tell me what kind of kitty you would like if you get another one. That? That kind. Okay, she's pointing to this one. She pointed to pictures of tailless kittens. She pointed to pictures of gray kittens. And when asked whether she wanted a boy or a girl, she said she wanted a boy, which all were the characteristics that matched Ball.
Me need that. Oh, honey, we'll try to get you a kitty like that.
So she told us the solution, in a sense, that this would be something that could help her feel better. We did our best.
What's in the box? An animal sleeping? Okay. There, a new kitty.
When the new kitten arrived, she was delighted. We found a male tailless kitten, but he wasn't gray, he was orange. But we figured that this would make Coco happy, and in fact, she didn't want to let that baby go.
Love that baby. Gentle Coco.
When Coco has the little baby kitties, she wants to do things that a gorilla mother would do with a gorilla baby. And kittens don't particularly like this. So then instead of holding him above her, she'll add her feet as a platform so that the kitten doesn't feel that there's no support.
What's a name for him?
Can you think of a good name?
Maybe Red. No, don't like that, right? Mike called him. You know what Mike called him? Mike thought Banana was a good name. Banana's nice. Banana. Okay, how about a better name? Can you think of a better name than Banana? Banana. Better name.
Bad Coco. Oh, honey, you're not bad. You're good. No, you're not bad. Bad, oh, it's bad because she doesn't know the name. Okay, Banana, and she said Red. Well, okay, we can take our time thinking of a name.
So she was very pleased, and at that point, I think those feelings were healing, and this was helping the process.
When you're with a friend that you know well, it's just like a magic spell. You can't help but smile. When you're with a friend, you feel so free to be however you want. When you're with a friend. have to hide when you feel blue. You know that they want to be with you.
A good song, you can't help singing along. And when you read a good book, you can't help feeling along. Well, that's what happened to me when I read this book, Coco's Kitten, written by Penny Patterson, the person who knows them best. So if you're in the mood for more books about feelings, then here are some others I'm sure you'll enjoy. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm sure most of you kids out there have gone out to catch fireflies at night. Well, I'm Kimball Joyner. And I just read a great new book about doing just that. It's called Fireflies by Julie Brinkler. The boy in the story was eating dinner as he saw these flashing lights outside of his window. He runs downstairs and he finds a jar. He punches holes in the jar and runs outside quickly. All the kids in the neighborhood are out to catch fireflies. My favorite part of the story is when the boy catches hundreds of fireflies in his jar and it glows like moonlight in his hands. And then something strange happened. His fireflies grow dimmer and dimmer. Now the boy has a difficult choice to make. Should he keep his fireflies and let them die in the jar? Or should he let them go free? You know, I really enjoyed this book because it showed me how people can have different feelings at the same time. Even if you've never caught fireflies before, you can know how it feels just by reading this book.
Bullies can be a big problem for us kids. I'm Thomas Woods, and I found a clever way to deal with bullies. In this book, Loudmouth George and a sixth grade bully. George gets in the path of Big Mike, the meanest sixth grader around. Big Mike steals George's lunch, and does George have a big problem explaining it to his friend Harriet? George spends a lot of time in school hungry. Finally, Harriet and George make a plan to stop the big old bully. My favorite part was at the end when George finally manages to solve his problem. This book is a lot of fun, and it doesn't take long to read. So if bullies are your problem, or even if they're not, I highly recommend it.
Hello, my name is Eva Onyedjua, and I love writing poetry. That's why I read this book, Honey I Love, by Eloise Greenfield. It's a little book, but it's filled with a lot of love. A poem is when you take your feelings and you put them into words. The theme of all the poems in the book is love. My favorite poem is called Things. It's about things that are only temporary in life. And here it is. Went to the corner, walked in the store, bought me some candy, ain't got it no more, ain't got it no more. Went to the beach, played on the shore, built me a sandhouse, ain't got it no more, ain't got it no more. This is a very special book because it shows you that there are a lot of things in life that you can only have for a little while, but a poem you can keep in your heart forever.
Love is the best feeling.
Couldn't resist one more ride. You know, we all ride a merry-go-round of feelings, going round and round, up and down from one emotion to another. And I bet if you think back over your day, you'll realize that you've been sad, confused, happy, or excited at least once already. I know I have. But one of the best things about feelings is sharing them. See you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Feelings by Aliki, published by Green Willow Books. Fireflies by Julie Bricklow, published by Macmillan Publishing Company. Loudmouth George and the Sixth Grade Bully by Nancy Carlson, published by Carol Rhoda Books. Honey, I Love and Other Poems by Eloise Greenfield, illustrated by Diane and Leo Dillon, published by Thomas Y. Kroll. Coco's Kitten by Dr. Francine Patterson. Photographs by Ronald H. Cohn. Published by Scholastic Hardcover, a division of Scholastic Inc.